Boker Tov, everyone. We are at the bottom, page 40, moving on to page 41, starting Kuf Lamed Ches. We just finished off reading of how much one has to read four Kriyas Torah in order to be Yotzei. Namely, three psukim each aliyah, 10 psukim for the whole reading in order for there to be a shame Kriya. Now we get to the point of where one is allowed to stop for Kriyas Torah. Okay, you could say, okay, always going to be 10 psukim. We should always have 10 psukim and that's it. And that's all I have. 3, 3, and 4, or 4, 3, and 3, whatever it might be. And that's the thing. But no, there are certain halachas of where one is allowed to stop. This is going to be a Gemara that you guys are going to learn. Bezrat Hashem, then the year of Maseches Megillah. Okay? Maseches Megillah tells us that we are choshesh for the people who come late to shul, and we are choshesh for the people who leave early, that go leave early from shul. What do I mean by that? Says the Mechaber over here. Akori Batorah. Someone who's reading for the Torah, lo yishayir b'parsha pachos migimol psukim. You can't leave over in a parsha. We'll define what a parsha is in a second. We'll do that right now. You can't leave mishayir in a parsha less than 3 psukim. Now, a parsha is not what you call parshas toldos, parshas chayisara. That's not what parsha is, okay? And it's not really what we have aliyahs. Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Ravi. That is also not, as the post coming down, they're not even sure who split up the aliyahs like that. And even so, the post can point out that certain places that we stop, that's written in our chumashim, where to stop, it doesn't really make sense to stop in certain places. They sometimes it's mastic and Indian in two, and sometimes it seems like it's the place that you're not even supposed to stop. And therefore, some posts can even change the places where we stop. Moiner of Inner of Nevinsal, when he lanes in certain places, he'll stop differently than where the simanim say. The Gra, in general, he writes, brought down a Maaseh Rav, the Gra didn't pay any attention to Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Ravi, like in our Chumashim. He dafka held that you should always start supposed to stop. What we're going to call, define as a Parsha, as you know, as any of those who go to Rav Amos Hashirim, he talks about this a lot, is there's natural pauses that's in our Torah. Okay? If you have certain Tanakhs, they'll bring the Koran Tanakh and things like this, they'll bring what we call a Parsha Psucha and a Parsha Stuma, without getting into the difference between a Psucha and a Stuma. In your Chumashim, you have a Samech or a Pei. That's what it's referring to. It's telling there's a Psucha or a Stuma. Those are the paragraphs, the stop it. Okay, you have a whole, sometimes sentence, you have a space in between words. That's called a Parsha Psucha or Stuma. That's what we're referring to over here in the end of the Parsha, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Si Karan Aleph. Hainu. Shelo yisayin l'shum echad mi'aolim somach lat cholos ha'parsha ha'pachos b'shlosh ha'psukim. Min ne'ayotzi min gavr l'gavr shi'ispush z'ayat l'achrav lo'ikrak beiz psukim ad ha'parsha. I'll explain to you what that means in a second. Look in the brackets. Parsha hainu psucho stuma. V'lo masha olim karin parsha dainu sheni shlishu. V'u toz gomor. That is a toz gomor. We don't care if you end 2 psukim, 1 pasuk, or 3 psukim before what we call Shani or Shlishi. It goes, you're not allowed to end an aliyah either within 3 psukim, less than 3 psukim, either 2 or 1 pasuk before a psukha or stuma, and you're not allowed to start within 3 psukim after a psukha or stuma, the next aliyah. Okay, so that's what we're talking about over here. Why? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is explaining over here. Mimnei, let's read the Mechaber now. Mimnei ayotzim azmi basic kinesis. Because if you stop in the Torah, parsha, pachos, migimos, you end within 3 psukim of the end of, the end of a psuk or stuma, then the people who are leaving shul now, they're gonna leave after shlishi, when they left shul now, lo yikra l'shnei psukim anisharim. They're going to think that the next aliyah is only going to have 2 psukim, because that's the end of the parsha. There's the end of the psuk or stuma is there. They're going to assume there's only going to be 2 psukim left. Reading 2 psukim, as we learned earlier on, is asur. Therefore, you're not allowed to stop within 2 psukim or 3 psukim of the psuk or stuma. V'chein, and furthermore, lo yatchil ba pachos megillah psukim. You should not start an aliyah also after a psucha or stuma within 3 psukim, the hainu less than 3 psukim, 2 or 1 psukim after a psucha or a stuma. Okay, so those are the halachas over here. Why is that? Mimnei anichnosin, because people are going to come into shul now. As a base kinesi yomu shlo karishon ala base psukim. They think the previous aliyah only read 2 psukim. This is a beferish gemara in Megillah. That's the reason why we do not stop within a psucha or stuma, 2 psukim before, 2 psukim afterwards. An aliyah cannot end over there. Okay, Shiomer Karak Arishan Al Beis Psukim. Fine. Then the Roma says in Chilik Bin Parsha, Psucha L'Stuma. There's no difference between the Pei or the Samech. There's no difference between a Psucha or a Stuma. Both of them are considered Parshis. Parsha she'enu rak beis psukim, but one exception to the rule, very few times, but it does happen in the Torah. They have sometimes a whole parsha between a psuk and a stuma is exactly two psukim. Meaning between one psuk and the next psukha, or the next psukha and the stuma, there's only two psukim. If that happens, a parsha in rak beis psukim, mutter l'shayer betchila hasik sham. You could stop at the beginning of the parsha, meaning the end of one psukha, and then start from there, because no one's gonna assume, because it's a whole Indian, people are gonna recognize that that's not what you're gonna do. V'chav in shiyatchu tami likro b'davar tov, v'yisayim b'davar tov. We'll get to that in 1 minute. That's another halacha of where to start and stop. Okay, so the first thing over here is, you're not allowed to start or stop within two psukim. Call it three over here, but three is fine. Two psukim or one pasuk within a psuk or stuma is absolutely going to be usher to do. Now, we said the psuk or stuma is what we call psuk or stuma, but since the Amaratzim don't understand, Sheini, Shlishi, Revi, they call that a parsha. So says the Shard, see it. He says over here, looking down at the bottom, see, cut an aleph, and we call Malcolm nearly. Even by what we call a parsha sheni shlishi revi, one should be zayir by this also. People think that this is considered a parsha. People are going to think you can always stop within two psukim of the end of a parsha. And they'll do it even when there's a psukha. If I do it when it's what we call revi, within two psukim ravi, and people are going to think I can even do it, what we call psukar stuma, that's also going to be mutter. So, lamaisa, better not to do this also, but in cases of shas dechak, you'll see in certain places, especially on shorter kriyas, it's going to be hard to break up if you need a hosafa or things like this. It'll be hard if you don't break it up and end within two psukim of what we call a parsha, sheni shlishi ravi. You're not going to be able to add aliyahs, and therefore, in cases of shas dechak, one could be meiko, but lichatchila, if you're going to add aliyah, better not to add it over here within two psukim of a parsha and then stop in the middle of the next aliyah, whatever it might be. Okay? So that's in terms of that. As I said before, many poskim, including the Gra, did not pay any attention to our aliyahs. Dafka, according to the Gra, I think he always did 10 psukim. Monday and Thursday, they always did 10 psukim. And Zilberman's, they do that also. A lot of places over there, they'll do 10 psukim exactly. They'll spread out 3, 3, and 4, so long as you don't get into our problem over here of ending before, after a psukha or stuma. You don't have to go to end of, generally, Kriyas HaTorah. Monday and Thursday takes you till Sheni of the next week's Kriyas HaTorah. Okay? Fine. Mishnah Bra now discusses this last din over here. V'chavin shiatchu tami likro b'davar tov, v'yisayim b'davar tov. One should always try and start and end each reading. Meaning each aliyah should start and end with something good, or at least not something bad. Okay? Should be the beginning and ending of an aliyah. That's the halacha. Now what is considered bad and good? So says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sifkatan Hay. He says over here, the Toves, Bedover Tov Shel Yisrael, to end or start with something good, that's talking about something that good happens to Klal Yisrael. The Toves Ove Gluim, Amek Kriya Tovim, I don't know, when Klal Yisrael was put into slavery, that was good news for the Mitzrayim. Okay, we don't say that to be a good place to stop in Aliyah. Okay, that's bad news for Yisrael. Even if it's not bad news for Yisrael, but it's good news for the Goyim, that's not considered Dover Tov. V'chein le'ini l'sayim Bedover Ra, Haino Shel Yisrael. To end in something bad, that's only bad to the Jews. When it's bad news for the Jews, that's when we do not end an aliyah. If it's bad news for the Goyim, that doesn't bother us, that we could end an aliyah with. Furthermore, Moreno Rabbeinu Nevenzel said also, to end in something bad of a Russia, even if it's a Yisrael, that we also, because you notice the end of Parshas Balak, we have the whole Maisa with Zimri. Okay, Zimri was Jewish. Okay? Nevertheless, we end the parsha there because Zimri was Russia, and therefore we allow the end of the parsha to happen with that, even though it's not fair. So that's what Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin saw. I mean, there's certain places that it's interesting that we stop in certain places, but that is the general rules. Good news for Jews, bad news for Jews, those are places we want to start with good news for Jews. We do not want to end with bad news for Jews. We don't want to start early also when things are bad. Furthermore, a couple more things of places that we do not want to end the Mishnah Berurah in the Hemshich of Sikat and Hay. He says over here, do not call someone who's blind in the Aliyah that you talk about blind people, okay? And someone who has, let's say, Tzaras, you don't call him Aliyah for Tzaras, and in Parshas Tazriya Mitzorah. And then he says, V'lo yikra l'misha choshed al arayis, b'parshas arayis, someone who is choshed al arayis, don't call him up for the Parsha about arayis. V'chein b'chol davar v'davar. Then he says like this. V'ein l'chaz l'achshol l'varich echad b'shaz brachos l'kalu b'shaz shikari haklaus. In the brachos and klalos by, and we have twice in the Torah, parshas b'chukosai, and then parshas again, parshas kisavo. In those parshas, the Balkore should not be thinking about what he's doing, the brachos, thinking about specific people in the congregation and not others. And when he's doing klolos, the Balkore should not be thinking about certain people in the congregation either. Okay? These are general brachos and klolos for Klal Yisrael, and he should not be thinking about certain people. That is, all the kal b'shashikor klolos, v'atam, shetzarech shiyek kavanasoli kros b'torah lishma, he's doing it as a pure laning, and he's supposed to think about Klai, so not thinking about specific people in Klai. Siv Katan Vav says, V'sayim b'davar tov, v'ein l'sayim b'misha asamaisara. Do not end when someone doing a bad action, and that's what we said before, but if it's a bad action of a rasha, and therefore pinnacle skills, and that's going to be beseder gomer. A few more places where we do not want to end, as they brought down in the postgim. One is any time you have a double parsha. We don't end after the first parsha. We always go straight from Shlishi or Revi, go straight from the first parsha through the second parsha. Only stop in the middle of the second parsha, like Zibar B'chukosai. You don't end at the end of Bahar. You go into B'chukosai and you start and you end the Aliyah over there. Furthermore, in the Aseres HaDibros, you don't stop in the middle of the Aseres HaDibros. You don't add Aliyahs over there. You go through the whole Aseres HaDibros. The same thing by Shira Sayam. And by the Masos B'nai Yisrael in Parshas Maaseh, we go through all the Masos, we don't stop in the middle of the Masaot. Okay? And the last thing over here is that the Chasam Sofer writes that it's also good to be makbid, to take the Ramaz example where not to start with something bad and not to end with something bad, always end with something good, is also when you're talking to your friends. When you're on the dinner, you're talking to your friends and you're going to say goodbye to your friend, you should always end with something good. If you're talking about serious matters or something that's not so good, make sure you end off with a Dvar Halacha or something that's good news. That's what you should end with, because the same idea over here, you should end with something bad. Also, the Chasam Sofer says, is even by Sichas Chulin, and therefore that's what one should try and follow. Ad Kan for today.